Adventures in Odyssey.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to BTV. I'm your host, Brian Brian Dern, and our topic today is left-handed people. I mean, really, is there anything more annoying? You sit down at the keyboard after they've been using it and the mouse is on the wrong side. Don't these people know they shouldn't be different?
Hey!
Brian Dern?
Hiya, Connie, Bernard.
What are you doing in our studio, Dern?
Hey, you know, I came in here and I saw the cameras and lights calling me. Dern, they said, we need you to make sense of this crazy mixed up world. Anyway, I just couldn't resist.
Oh, I think you could have resisted.
You're lucky I didn't rant even more. I've got lots to say about people with glasses.
What?
You just provided a perfect example of today's topic.
Which is?
Temptation.
Huh?
And we'll look into more examples of temptation and giving into it when we come back right after this.
Wait a minute, Walton. Okay. I can be a lot of things, but I will not be a role model.
Ready.
Do you hear me? I am not a role model.
Welcome back to BTV, where we're talking about temptation. Now, what is temptation anyway? Well, it's when we feel a tug to do something that God wouldn't want us to do, something that would be a sin. Now, sometimes this makes us feel guilty, like we're doing something wrong just by being tempted. But it's important to remember that being tempted is not a sin. Even Jesus was tempted. Everybody everywhere has been tempted somehow. Sometimes we can't help it. But sometimes we can let it creep into our lives, even if we don't mean to. How? Sounds like it's time for...
A Story from Bernard.
Long ago in ancient Israel, a young man was named King.
Hail King Solomon! Hail King Solomon!
One night as Solomon slept, God appeared to him.
Solomon, son of my servant David.
Lord,
is that you?
Ask for whatever you want, and I will give it to you.
Well, this made Solomon stop for just a minute.
Whatever I want, I could ask for that new houseboat in the Dead Sea. Wait, what am I thinking? This is God. I could ask for the whole Dead Sea, or all the seas in the world.
But instead, Solomon answered God,
I'm only a little child, and I don't know how to carry out my duties. Have you seen how complicated our tax code is? I can't tell the difference between a 1099 and a 747. So, Lord, give your servant wisdom to govern your people.
And Solomon's request pleased God.
You will be wiser than anyone ever has been or ever will be.
Wow, that'll come in handy.
And I will give you what you haven't asked for, riches and honor. No other king shall compare to you.
Thank you, Lord.
You're welcome.
Abruptly, Solomon woke up.
Oh, it must have been a dream. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Wait, how did I know that? I must be wise. It worked. Thank you, Lord.
Solomon showed his new wisdom in many ways.
The baby belongs to that woman. She is his true mother. I know that passage of the law is hard to understand. Let me explain. Air conditioning. I'm telling you, it's gonna be big.
People came to him to challenge him with questions.
So we have 13, 14, and 15. What I want to know is what happened to the 1 teen and the 2 teen, you see?
Why does sour cream have an expiration date?
Isn't it already sour?
What's another word for thesaurus?
Solomon answered them all wisely, and they were amazed.
Man, that was wise and amazing, and it made sense, too.
So that's why.
That's the perfect word.
Solomon also wrote hundreds of psalms and proverbs.
It is better to eat a dry crust of bread in peace than to have a grand feast in a house filled with conflict.
Man, see, that is the wise man you got there.
So much wiser than I.
The wisest.
And in the midst of it all, God appeared to him again.
Solomon.
Lord.
Walk in integrity, my son. If you turn away from me and serve other gods, Israel will be cut off from my glory. But if you keep my commandments, I will establish your throne over Israel forever and ever.
Of course, Lord. I wouldn't be tempted to fall away. You made me the wisest man who ever lived, after all. Have you seen me play Jeopardy, the home game?
But despite all his wisdom, King Solomon did have one weakness, and that weakness was...
Opportunity may knock only once, but temptation leans on the doorbell. Unknown author.
Welcome, children of all ages, to Storytime with Connie.
Once upon a time, a girl lived in a small cottage with her father.
Father, can we go for a walk in the forest today?
Of course, my daughter.
As the girl grew older, her father gave her more responsibilities around the cottage. Her most important job was tending the garden.
This year I'll have the best rutabagas in the whole land.
One day, while going about her tasks, the girl noticed something.
Hey, there's a bush in the garden I didn't plant.
The girl went closer to study the bush.
What colorful leaves! Blue, red, gold!
But then the girl remembered.
Beware of the heckleberry bush. It's beautiful. Poisonous.
The girl realized what she had to do.
I need to uproot this plant right now.
But just as she was about to dig in with her shovel, a strange thing happened.
Hey.
Huh?
Hey there.
Who's there?
Well, it's me. Who do you think?
The bush? You talk?
Sure. Ain't you heard that talking to your plants is good for them? Well, plants that talk to you are even better.
Wow. I've never had a talking plant before.
I'll tell you what, little lady, I'll cut you a deal. I'll keep talking if you put down that shovel, okay?
But aren't you a poisonous heckleberry bush?
Hey, poisonous. Oh, what lowlife told you that, eh?
My father did.
Oh, well, you know, your dad's a smart guy. I'll give him that. But did he also tell you that heckleberry bushes could talk? You know what I'm saying?
No.
Then I guess he doesn't know everything about botanical type of stuff and things, now does he?
About what?
Well, plants.
Oh, I guess not.
But after the girl had thought about it for a night...
Hey, sweetie pie, what's up with you?
I need to get rid of you.
Oh, what's that you're saying?
My father warned me that you were poisonous, and I believe him.
Now, wait a minute over here. Why don't you just put down that nasty shovel there, and let me tell you what else I could offer you.
What's that?
I'll tell you what. You take a little taste of this food right here. It is delicious, and you could play hide-and-seek like in my branches. And did I mention the smell? Nobody can beat that smell.
The girl had pretty much forgotten her father's advice until one day when the girl went to the garden.
Oh, my goodness!
Instead of the small bush that had been there for weeks, the plant had grown and expanded, covering much of the garden and, to her great surprise,
the flowers bloomed! They're so beautiful.
But as the girl walked closer to the plant, she felt her skin begin to itch and her face begin to get hot.
Ow! That hurt!
She realized that the poison from the flowers was starting to affect her, just as her father had warned.
What am I gonna do now?
Sodom and Gomorrah, located east of the scenic Jordan River, two tranquil havens where you can weather the storms of life. Warning, the men of Sodom are wicked. It's all about the people in Sodom and Gomorrah. The twin cities are sometimes called the friendliest hamlets this side of the Euphrates. The men of Sodom engage in pagan rituals. Our gorgeous weather includes 250 days of sunshine per year, and our warm rains are just the ticket for a healthy lifestyle. Side effects may include fire, sulfur from heaven, and painful neck cramps. Best of all, the Twin Cities know how to keep their secrets. What happens in Sodom stays in Sodom. Cities may be destroyed by God. Sodom and Gomorrah. Relax in style. You've earned it. Not responsible for injury, death, or spontaneous salt crystallization while fleeing city.
Satan loves to tempt us by making sin look healthy and normal, even fun. So then, here's the biggie. How do we avoid temptations when they come our way? We'll talk about that when BTV returns right after this.
Knock, knock, who's there? Dwayne, Dwayne who? Dwayne the bathtub, I'm drowning.
Mr. Feldstein, what are you doing here?
Oh, I didn't know anybody was here.
I just went to the bathroom. We're in the middle of a show.
Sorry, but I saw the lights and the cameras. I just couldn't resist.
Yes, you could.
No, you see, it's been my lifelong dream to be a comedian.
Mr. Feldstein.
Oh, sure, of course. I should go now. You know, nobody really wants a comedian who isn't very funny.
Solomon was the richest king in all the world. Rulers from many nations wanted to talk to him to learn from his great wisdom.
Howdy!
Oh, hello there!
What's up?
And some of those rulers had daughters who were, well...
ravishing.
King Pharaoh, your daughter Amisi is absolutely ravishing.
Oh, wise Solomon, I would give her to you in marriage if you would only...
Please?
Ask. Of course, you should be wed.
Thank you, Pharaoh. Now I'll be on my way.
Oh, before you go, be sure to pick up a pair of sunglasses and a couple of sundials at the palace gift shop.
Why?
Amisi will want them so she can worship the sun god Ra.
Oh, right.
The problem was that God had specifically told his people,
don't marry women who worship other gods, for surely they will turn your hearts away from me.
But that didn't stop Solomon.
Servant.
Yes, sire.
Who is that woman across the court?
Oh, that is Nehushta, the daughter of the king of the Edomites.
Fetch her for me. She shall be my bride.
Oh, but sire, you already have a wife. Several of them, in fact.
Oh, one more won't hurt anything.
But the Edomites do not follow our god Yahweh. Surely it would be a great evil for you to bond yourself to...
End of discussion. Oh. She's stunning. I must have her for my wife. Now go fetch her.
Yes, sire.
And things continued to unravel.
Marriage is what brings us together today. Marriage that...
Just skip to the end. I have another wedding in 10 minutes.
Solomon.
Sorry, Phoebe.
Priscilla.
All right.
Eventually, Solomon had over 700 wives. His wives practiced evil religions and worshipped other gods.
Oh, go ahead and worship whatever. After all, I won't be tempted to do that. I'm too wise for that. By the way, want to know the chief export of Slovakia?
And soon enough, his wives started asking him...
Solomon, come on! For the last time, worship Moloch with me!
No, I worship the one true god, Yahweh.
What? You don't love me now, is that it?
Of course I do, Rachel!
Deborah! My name is Deborah!
Solomon was sure that he was too wise to be tempted to follow the gods of his wives. But being surrounded by those religions every day started to wear on him.
Solomon, I must worship Chemosh now.
Solomon, come on and worship! Sally, dear!
Oh, restraining a nagging wife is like trying to grab oil with your hand.
And now, it's time for Did You Know?
Did you know that the word temptation comes from the Latin word for to feel or to try? Seems like I'm always tempted to try something I shouldn't.
No, but did you know that chocolate was once considered a temptation of the devil?
What?
In Central America in the 1700s, no one under the age of 60 was allowed to drink it. Anyone who broke the rules and drank some hot chocolate could be kicked out of the church.
Well, you know it now, and don't you forget it.
In a world where cruelty is king...
Bring those slaves up here.
One man is chosen.
Joseph?
Yes, sir?
My name is Potiphar. You work for me now.
Yes, master.
And will rise a hero.
Ah, everything you do succeeds. I'm putting you in charge of my whole house, Joseph.
But one day, this man will be faced with his greatest temptation.
Joseph? Oh, Joseph.
Oh, Mrs. Potiphar.
When everything will reach the turning point.
Kiss me, Joseph.
What? Ew, talk about cooties. And more importantly, it would be a sin against God.
And one man will have the guts.
Mrs. Farr, think about your husband.
He's not here, is he?
One man will have the nerve.
Forget about my husband, Joseph. Just kiss me.
One man will have the courage.
I'm out of here.
What?
See ya.
To run away.
Whew. Got out of that one. Wait, where's my cloak?
It's a twist that will change your life. Not your typical superhero. He's the Temptation Fugitive. Coming soon to a multiplex near you.
Flee from evil desires. Instead, pursue righteousness, faith,
love, and peace. 2 Timothy 2:22.
Solomon was still worshiping the true God, but his wives wouldn't let the matter rest.
Attila!
Priscilla!
I'm almost finished scripting my latest proverb. See what you think.
Ugh, another proverb.
A nagging wife is like the drip, drip, drip of a leaky faucet. You can't turn it off and you can't get away from it.
You know, I'd nag less if you built a temple for my god, Chemosh.
God said to have no other gods before him.
But you brought me to your palace and now I have nowhere to worship. Don't you love me? Don't you want me to be happy?
Oh, of course I do, but I'm not building that temple, Vashti.
Priscilla. Fine, fine. I guess I'll tell my other women friends from Moab not to come here.
Women friends?
Yes, the women back home tell me that they would come to Israel if only they had a place to worship Chemosh.
These women friends, they're...
First, second, and fifth place in the Miss Moab contest. Ah, well.
Servant!
Yes, sire.
Check the archives.
Yes, sire.
Do we have the stone tablet etchings of the evening wear portion of the Miss Moab competition?
Yes, sire.
And Solomon gave in. He built a temple to Chemosh.
It's not like I have to worship there. I follow the one true God.
But there were other wives for him to please. Solomon soon built temples to many foreign gods. But it didn't stop there.
Sally!
Hey, you!
Why will you never go to Temple of Moloch with me?
Well, because it would be a sin.
A sin? Oh, Solly, don't you want to see the most beautiful dances that the women there perform? They're magnificent.
Women? Women dancing? Magnificent women dancing? Oh, all right. But just this once.
Yes, yes, yes! Thank you, Solly Solomon, oh, great Solomon, my king.
But just this once didn't last. Eventually, he worshipped those evil gods more than he worshipped the true God. I'm sure he found excuses.
It's wise to keep your wives happy, isn't it?
But God didn't buy it.
Since this is your attitude toward me, and since you haven't kept my commands, you will lose your kingdom. It shall be torn away from you and given to others.
It's easy to think we're too smart to give in to temptation. At the beginning, King Solomon probably couldn't imagine following any god but the true God, but gave in to temptation gradually. Often saying yes to a little temptation leads to saying yes to bigger temptations further down the line. So where do we turn when evil thoughts and desires have us blocked in?
It's time for...
The conclusion of Storytime with Connie.
The girl looked at the heckleberry plant in disbelief.
What am I going to do?
So, sweetie, you like what I've done with the place or what?
No, you've taken over the whole garden. You're making me sick. You are poisonous.
The girl quickly made a decision.
My father was right. I should have known all along. And now I know what I have to do.
The girl went to the shed and returned.
Hey, Mary, what's that you got over there?
It's an axe.
What are you going to do with that?
I'm going to chop you down.
Whoa. Hey, now hold on here. It sounds like we need to have a little conversation and a little talk, you know, man to plan.
One.
Hey, take it easy.
Two.
Please.
Three. What?
Hey, whoa, look at that. You can't chop me down. I am too strong and too good looking.
I just have to swing harder. Here goes. Ow!
You can't get rid of me!
I'll get rid of you if it takes me all day.
Finally, near sunset, the girl was getting desperate. She grabbed the rough plant with her bare hands and tried pulling it out of the ground. Briars and barbs cut her skin and scratched her face. Still, the girl tried. Weak as she was, her legs gave way and she fell to the ground, too tired to keep trying. Hearing the crying, the father ran from the house to his daughter's side. He helped the girl up and wiped the tears from her eyes. Then he asked,
"What are you trying to do?"
"You warned me about this plant, but I let it grow. I have to get rid of it."
"Oh yeah, fat chance of that."
"I'm sorry, we can't get rid of it."
"We can't?"
"We can't."
"Its roots go too deep."
but it will ruin the garden, and I'll stay sick. What are we going to do?
Oh, that's a good question. Let me think about that for a minute. Nothing. That's what you can do, and you gotta get used to it.
You could put a fence around it.
Oh, yeah, Pops, like that's gonna work, eh? Wait a minute. A fence?
Would you like my help?
Yes. Yes, Father. Please, help me.
The father and daughter immediately set to work.
Here's another board, Father.
Look at my leaves.
Thank you. Nail it here.
No, nail it there. But wait, there's more.
And soon enough,
the last board, Father.
Go ahead. You do it.
No, don't do it. Come on, look at me.
There. Fence is fixed.
You must always keep this fence well maintained. If you don't, the heckleberry bush could grow again.
I will, Father.
What's going on in here? Hey, you know, I'm not really doing this whole fence thing. What do you guys think about tearing it down? You know, go home, rest up a little bit, come back, we'll knock it down for then and never.
Well, that's the key. God is our one sure help when we're facing temptations. There's no way to eliminate temptation completely from our lives. Satan will keep up his attack as long as we're alive. But if we ask for God's help, he will provide a way to overcome our temptations.
1 Corinthians 10:13. God will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way of escape so that you can stand up to it. Now that's a great promise, Bernard.
It sure is, Connie. Well, it looks like that's all the time we have today.
Hold it!
What?
Dern, what are you doing?
I have one thing to say.
I would rather you didn't.
And with the cameras right here, I just can't resist.
Oh, yes, you can.
What is the deal with people who use separate forks for salad?
All right, exit stage left, Dern.
I mean, do they think regular forks won't work on salad?
We don't worry about
those.
You're
sophisticated
to use generic forks like the rest of us?
Come on, Dern.
Oh, no.
I'm Connie Kendall for Bernard Walton. See you next time on BTV.
No.
A little microphone with no one in the studio. Well, oh, say, can you see?
Hi, Chris.
Oh, hi, Nate. I didn't know you were in here.
Yeah, I am. Could we go ahead and do the wraps now, you think?
Yeah, of course. I was just, well, this little microphone was here, and so I thought I couldn't resist.
Yes, you could have.
I could have.
And I wish you would have.
Oh, well, yeah, I see. Well, where were we?
Well, we're just about to wrap up a show about temptation.
Well, maybe I guess I should listen to it again, huh?
Yeah.
Adventures and Odysseys, the presentation of Focus on the Family. BTV Temptation was written by Nathan Hubler and directed by Marshall Younger. Our sound designer was Nathan Jones, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Katie Lee, Corey Burton, Jess Harnell, Maureen Davis, Phil Farmer, and Spencer Gannis, with Dave Madden as Bernard. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odysseys.